And the first reading today, well, obviously it is speaking of Moses. We have to take this to the next step and be able to say the beloved of God. That's you, the beloved of God. God loves you, and he loves you so incredibly much. Obviously, it's infinite, and therefore it is infinitely beyond our ability to grasp. But again, all we have to do is think about himself, giving himself to us in Holy Communion. The immense love, the humility, the charity of God, that he would actually place himself before us in the form of a piece of bread, and that he would allow us to receive his entire self into ourselves. He who is infinitely beyond us, he who, as the scriptures say, the heavens cannot contain, and yet they marvel that he came to dwell in the womb of our Blessed Lady. And now he has lowered himself, not to be simply in the womb of Our Lady, which is sinless, but to be in the hearts of the likes of you and me, anything but sinless. You see the humility, you see the love. And if that is the case, that our Lord loves us that much, and he does, the great question is then, what is my response? It should be to love him as he loves me, to strive for that purity of heart, so that as he gives himself to us, we can receive him with the charity and humility that he gives himself to us, but that we can also give ourselves back to him with that same kind of charity and humility. Because again, we recognize our own unworthiness. It is not because we deserve this. It is purely a gift of love. But love can only be responded to with love. And that's all that he is looking for from us. He wants us to love him. And remember when he appeared to St. Margaret Mary and he said, "Behold the heart that has loved men so much and has been loved so little in return." What do we say about ourselves? Can we honestly say that he is the beloved of my soul? That he is the center of my life? That he is the one for whom I do everything? That's what he is supposed to be. If we have that, then we recognize that exactly what he told St. Peter is going to be ours. Now you would stop just listening to what he said to St. Peter, and everyone who has left house or brothers or sisters, mother, father, wife, children, lands for my sake. And we look at that and say, well, most of you here are called to be married. Most of you here are called to have children. Most of you here own a home and some land. And you might look at it and say, well, then that doesn't fit me. I haven't given up everything. Well, that's on the physical level, and some are called to that. But there are two things we can understand. First of all, in any vocation, there is a sacrifice. In order to enter into the vocation to which God has called you, you have to sacrifice some very beautiful things that other vocations have that yours doesn't. Every vocation is that way, because there is nothing worth giving to God unless it is a sacrifice. But there is another aspect to this, and it fits for everyone, because again, you have to look at it and say, if God has called you especially to the married life, then obviously he isn't asking you to give up on spouse and children and a home. It's what he's asking you to do. So does that mean you're not blessed? Does that mean you're not going to receive 100-fold? That's not what it means at all. It means that if we truly love God more than spouse and children and house and land and so on, then that blessing is ours. And that's what he's asking from all of us. Doesn't matter if we're a priest or a consecrated person, if we're married, if we're single, it doesn't matter. He is asking that we would love him as he loves us. And as we've talked about many times, for those in the married state, what that means is that the more you can love God, the more you can love your spouse. And the more you love your spouse, the more you can love your children. But it's in a detached way. You're loving them simply for who they are, not for what you can get, not for what you're hanging on to, not for what you like in this person, but because simply of who this person is, because you're loving the Lord in them, and you're loving them in the Lord. That's what he's looking for that purity of heart, which requires that detachment from everything. So again, if God is calling you to that state in life, he's not asking you to leave it all behind. He's not asking you to be detached in the sense of saying, get rid of everything, dump off the spouse of yours and these kids, you know, bring them to the nearest place and drop them off so that you can be free. No, that's not what he's asking at all. He's asking that you would love these people perfectly by being selfless, by being detached, to have your heart pure so that you can receive the love of God, so that you can love God, so that you can love these other people and receive their love. Not take from them, receive from them. To die to self, to live for others. That's what Jesus did and continues to do for us. And that's exactly what he's asking of us. So when we hear these kinds of readings, and obviously, again, this is for the Mass of an abbot, so he literally did have to give up everything to go and serve the Lord as a religious. But that doesn't mean that the rest of you are somehow exempt from this or that it doesn't fit. It simply means that what God was asking of the sacrifice of the monks, he's asking a different sacrifice of married people. But he's asking the exact same purity of heart, the exact same kind of detachment, the exact same kind of charity and humility. There is no difference in what's being asked of all of us, no matter what our state in life might be. He wants us to recognize that we are the beloved of God, and he wants to be the beloved of our hearts. It's just that simple. If that's the case, everything else will follow the way that it's supposed to. If it's not, then our selfishness gets in the way, and then we mess everything up. So we need to pray for that detachment. Again, that pure detachment. Like I said earlier, it's not asking you to throw your spouse and your kids out on the driveway. It's to say, I want to be detached of everything that is selfish so that I can love these people as God loves them, so that I can love them simply for who they are as human persons made in his image and likeness. That's what that's all about. Then those people are the beloved of us because we're loving them as we should. And the only way we can love them as we should is if we're loving God as we should. That is, if he is truly the beloved of our soul. And you already are the beloved of God.